Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It sure looks like that new Ben Johnson smell has worn off in Chicago quickly.
Oh, there's a smell.
Yeah. There's a lot of Ben Johnson hostility. Look, it's not going to happen overnight. And I made the comment last week when he said it's early, but the Bears are still the Bears. Bears, God, they grab headlines in the offseason. And you know, I get it. They made some big moves each of the last 2 years. And still seem to be the same old Bears and the Lions. Well, apparently they don't suck.
Oh, no?
No, apparently they don't suck.
People just need to R-E-L-A-X?
It's a hell of a performance yesterday, wasn't it?
That it was, Doug.
Yep.
Being at Ford Field for all of it was pretty great. I mean, it was and the great thing, this is what I always say, which is great about the game, when the Lions play really well, is that they didn't play the perfect game. There's plenty to work on, and I'm sure that the guys really, like, this is what keeps them humble. Yeah, they scored 52 on Ben Johnson in that defense.
Are you saying it should have been more?
I mean, they missed a field goal. It was a 55-yarder, but they did miss a field goal. They had other drives that stalled out. They just didn't get it done. They shot themselves in the foot with a very questionable quarterback, roughing the quarterback call against Brian Branch. It was an interception. It would have been another possession.
Well, don't you know that when you're in midair, you're supposed to change the way you are flying through the air?
I thought it was so unfair, and that's exactly why. Because he literally jumped up in the air.
He already jumped up to block the pass.
And then when he comes down, he doesn't hammer him.
No,
he literally was like trying to avoid him. And Brian Branch afterwards is like, and I was waiting to hear what his explanation was, because I'm like, that would have been my explanation. And he's like, well, I was in midair. So what am I supposed to do? Because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Because I tried not to come down.
It's clear, and we're being, you know, but you're not supposed to land.
Right. Come on, Superman. Keep flying.
Don't land.
I was just, that was unfortunate. But there are areas they have to, and certainly on defense, they've got a ways to go. I mean, they gave up it was really strange from the Bears. Like, they ran the ball reasonably effective. I'm not sure why they didn't keep that going to keep the Lions offense off the field. Mm-hmm. And the Bears, so with Caleb Williams, he really didn't take off and run. Lions kept them in the pocket. And if you had told me Roma Dunze caught 15 passes, I would have believed you. I couldn't believe it was only 7. It just felt like that guy was the one that was catching everything. But he didn't take off and run. And I think he targeted his tight ends a total of 3 times. I didn't understand it. I don't know if Ben Johnson just got in his own head, was trying to, you know, outsmart everybody or whatever, but you didn't go to what your strengths were, and good. And the Lions defense made plays. You know, they got him to turn the ball over 3 times in the game. They had a fourth down stop.
Two fourth down stops.
It was massive. And they got to the quarterback and eventually sacked him four times. It wasn't just Hutch who finally got his first sack. Finally, it's game two.
I know. But, right?
And I didn't mean to say it like that, but he got his first sack and he celebrated and he was very appreciative. But Davenport had a sack and Al-Kadeen Muhammad had a sack and Brian Branch had that sack. I mean, there was a lot to like on both sides of the ball, and yet still more stuff that you can work on both sides of the ball. I mean, the running game, I mean, I'd like to criticize, but they ran for 177 yards. Hard to criticize the running game.
What is there to criticize? Why do you want to criticize?
It's like they were kind of slogging along. Here's 2 yards, here's 3 yards, but then they burst. There's 15. Boom, there's 40. It was a really, really impressive effort from the Lions at home. And I think offensively, there is one giant and maybe obvious reason. We didn't bring up last week of why things were going to be better, but I think I have the one giant obvious reason why things are better offensively.
Which is?
Dan Campbell said communication, communication, communication.
Yep.
Jared Goff says we got to communicate better. I got to take more leadership through that line of scrimmage. The big difference is this game was played at home. And when it's played at home, you know what the crowd doesn't do? Make noise while they're on offense. No, honestly. I mean, I know it's simple, but honestly, this is the biggest difference, and I don't know why we didn't bring this up. It was quiet as a church while this is going on. And you could almost hear them calling out the plays. That's the difference, is that they played in a hostile environment the first game of the year. It's loud. Guys are nervous. They're not sure what's going on. Second game, all right, let's button things down. Let's get a better, better set plans for going into this play, but better yet, it's going to be quiet so we can hear everything we need to do. You're going to take this guy, you're going to take that guy. I think it was that simple.
Yeah. And I mean, we did actually talk about it, but
I don't think we mentioned that.
I did. But it's okay. The fact is, you're not going to be a finished product in week one when you're breaking in new component parts. Like the idea that they struggled in the first week with new coordinators. They struggled with some young players in the interior of the offensive line. It's not a stunner that they weren't a complete product and finished in week one, and it's okay. I guess what I really look at right now is, are the Lions, do you still think the Lions win this division? I mean, we're two games in. Green Bay looks phenomenal. But the Lions, we have a large sample size of the Lions being more like they were yesterday than in week one, right? Yesterday is how they looked last year. And quite frankly, the year before, for most of their performance. So if you built a case in the offseason and fully believed that the Lions were indeed the best team in the NFC North, two games in, is that shaken? Do you still believe that? Because Green Bay looks so good. But we got a lot of track record and a lot of examples and evidence that the Lions were indeed as good as they looked yesterday. And I'm fascinated by it. Like I think this division has the makings of being a fist fight right to the end between Detroit and Green Bay. And Minnesota maybe got a bit of a dose of reality yesterday. And look, Chicago's got work to do. So this could be just one of these great races right to the end.
Yeah, I still think that Minnesota and Chicago are going to be very difficult at the end of the season because they're going to go through the growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new quarterback on one side, new offensive coordinator, head coach on the other side. I think that they're going to be better. Minnesota was mung yesterday. That was brutal. And the Bears got punched in the mouth. I think the play that happened at the end of the first half is like the key play of the game. Tesla makes that catch with 16 seconds to go, goes out of bounds. They line up, and then the clock is still running. I'm like, wait a minute, he went out of bounds. And then they reviewed it. They determined that he was tackled in bounds, which I'm still not sure how they would rule that, but they did. And they do the 10-second runoff. They have to literally bring the Bears back out onto the field, which was amazing to see that live. like the Bears, like, what? What just happened? Oh, yeah. No, the Lions have another play. Not only it's not like 1 second left, it's 6 seconds left. They could run two plays here from the 3 yard line if they were so inclined. And all it took was the one. And they get the touchdown. So instead of going into it with a clock running out and being up 21-14 at halftime, they get the touchdown and it's 28-14. And then they get three and out to start the second half. I mean, that was it. It was great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, since we're pointing out the obvious this morning, the first segment, like, you know, it's a lot quieter at home, easier to communicate. Only half their games are on at home, though. And so Monday night at Baltimore is on the road. It's Monday night. And that, could we go back to what happened in Green Bay? Hopefully not, of course. But, in fact, less than half their games are at home because they only have 8 home games this year. I think 9 are on the road.
Yeah. Well, and look, the fact is there's got to be growth. You have to get better or it is going to be a long season. And so I love these tests. I love that you can see the difference between week one at Green Bay and week three at Baltimore. Lions, 6.5, 6 point underdog already for a game a week from today. It's an early season, huge AFC-NFC showdown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.